This is the Ingles Information Aisle with Leah McGrath, helping you eat healthy, feel great, and understand your nutrition. Now, here's your host, Ingles dietitian Leah McGrath.
Good Saturday morning. Welcome to the Ingles Information Aisle. This is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian. And once again, I'm so excited to be able to introduce you to a fellow nutrition professional, registered dietitian, nutritionist. It's my friend Michaela Gilliam, and she's joining us all the way from Texas. Are you in Texas right now?
I am. I'm in San Antonio.
San Antonio. Yeah. One of my favorite cities. I love San Antonio and the Riverwalk. Do you go to the Riverwalk with your family?
We have. I particularly love the Pearl, and I think that you would too, because it's that like really neat foodie spot, and there's always some really fun events going on over there. So I gravitate towards that area, but we do every once in a while find ourselves on the Riverwalk.
That's probably more of a touristy thing to do, isn't it, in San Antonio? Like, if you're a local, you're probably like, nope, not going to go to the Riverwalk, right?
It just depends on what's going on.
Yeah. Well, so. Michaela is also a supermarket dietitian, but I always like to ask dietitians what their background is. And I'm going to ask you a couple questions, Michaela. So was there a moment, do you remember, like, when you decided, like, I want to be a dietitian? Like, when did that happen for you?
So I kind of approached it in a really oddball way. I actually started school to become a CPA.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't know that.
I know. And most people don't. So it was very short-lived. My thought process was, you know, I am really great at math. I like math. And I think CPAs make a lot of money. So that's where I started whenever I went to school, and then realized, man, I need a people component to what I'm going to do with the rest of my life. So I have always kind of been interested in health and nutrition and, you know, food mostly. I love food so much. And I remember talking to one of my aunts, and she said, well, write down what you love, what you don't love, and hobbies. So, you know, I love cooking. I love nutrition. I love food, but I didn't necessarily want to cook for a living.
Sure.
You know, I really respect what chefs do, but I don't think that that would be necessarily something that I would want to do all day long. And so it was this perfect algorithm for becoming a registered dietitian. So it was just one of those things that I kind of fell into, and I'm glad that I did.
I cannot picture you as a CPA. folks, you're not able to see Michaela or meet her like I have, but she is super fun, very funny, she's a very attractive person. Not that CPAs aren't attractive, but she's just, she is just very energetic and like, not your typical, and I'm probably going to get in trouble for saying, but you know, CPAs tend to be more like quiet and introverted, and that is so not you, Michaela, is it?
And hence why I ended up.
So where did you go to school to become a dietitian?
I actually did my undergraduate at Texas State and my internship.
Okay.
So I was one of the lucky ones, and it was such a neat experience because we actually had 17 different rotations.
Wow.
And so I got to experience a lot. And when I finished that, I actually left my internship with two jobs, and it was a PRN clinical dietitian. So I was an inpatient dietitian for about a year, and I just did that on weekends to kind of get myself some street cred. And then I've worked in the retail, the supermarket industry for about 3.5 years now. So,
and that's how we met. We met at a conference. We've met at a couple of conferences. We've been to two together, and that's when you and I first met. And we realized we had, even though there's a big age difference between us, we have a lot of similar. We have a lot of things in common in terms of our interests and.
I would say we get along pretty well.
We do get along very well. And one of the reasons why we get along very well is we both, we like food and we like good beer. And that's one of the reasons why we decided to have you on the show, is because to talk about your website, your blog, and also some of your recipes, and about craft beer. And when we were talking about it when we last met, I said, oh my gosh, I have to have you on the show. You know, I'm in Asheville, North Carolina. It's Beer City, USA. We've got all these craft beers. We need to do a show and talk about your recipes and craft beers. So here we are, right?
I know, and thank you for having me. So my brother-in-law actually had his bachelor party in Asheville.
Oh my gosh. They did
one of those brews crews. So
right.
I was really jealous that I was not invited to that, but apparently you don't get invited to your brother-in-law's bachelor party.
Yes, I guess not. I guess not. We want to make sure we mention right away your website, and you're going to have to explain what this means. So tell everybody what your website is.
Okay, so it's called What the F Michaela, and you can find it at just whatthefmichaela.com.
Okay.
So the F is not naughty, just to be fully transparent. It means fresh, fun, and functional. So there's a lot of information on the website around making healthy recipes, but just to give you some insight, I'm a mother of three, and I work full-time. My husband plays rugby. He works full-time. So none of these recipes are really involved. It's quick, simple, convenient, thrown together, but they're going to taste really good, and they're going to help you meet your goals nutritionally. And meal planning advice is always incorporated. I cook healthy recipes with craft beer. So there's just a lot of really neat information on there. But if I think the folks that are going to get the most out of coming to my website is if you just need quick and simple, healthful recipes. And I always kind of explain what makes them a little bit better.
Yeah. There's some really fun things on this website to take a look at. And of course, if you go to the website, whatthefmichaela.com, you'll see photos of Michaela and her beautiful family and her, and she is indeed a mother of three. It's hard to believe. Stay tuned to the Ingles Information Hour. We'll be talking more with Michaela about whatthefmichaela.com, cooking with beer and other recipe ideas. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the Ingles Information Hour. This is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian. I'm talking to my friend Michaela Gilliam. Did I do it right?
You did.
I had to wait for it because I wrote it down. I usually write it down phonetically so I remember, and I didn't do that. And Michaela is a mom of three. She's a registered dietitian like me, and she's a busy lady, but she's found time to start a website that has some meal planning information, weight loss, printables, recipes, and it's whatthefmichaela.com. And don't worry, F doesn't stand for anything, as you said, naughty. What does F stand for, Michaela?
Fresh, fun, and functional.
So you could do fiber, fruit. What else could you do? But yeah, F is a good word. Yeah. I like that. So we were talking about healthy recipes cooking with beer. And I see that you have a recipe for beer mac and cheese. That sounds delicious. Tell us about that.
So I'm in Texas, and everyone loves that good comfort food, right? And I think sometimes we just crave certain things, and I feel like one of those foods and meals is a good mac and cheese.
Oh, especially in the wintertime when it's like a little cold. Yeah.
Yes. Now, I think it's 80 something today for us down here. So
yeah.
Our winters are a little different, but you can have mac and cheese any time of the year. So, you know, a lot of folks, when I talk to them about eating healthy, certain things feel off limits. But one of my goals, especially with my website, is taking foods and meals that people just love and crave and making it fit into every day and still helping them meet their goals wherever they're at.
Right.
And ultimately, we're just promoting quality of life down the road. So this mac and cheese, when you look at it, it actually has, there's one ingredient that I just love and kind of sets this apart. It's called Bonza Pasta, and it's actually a chickpea-based pasta. Now, it's going to be covered in, you know, cheese and everything like that, but it has a ton of fiber and a ton of protein in there. When a traditional mac and cheese might not get you to that optimal, you know, 20 to 30 grams of protein in a meal.
Right. I think, I, you know, I want to say that we have, if not that, something similar that's a higher protein pasta that we sell at Ingles Markets. But, you know, what I like in this one, too, is that you're, you use sharp cheddar cheese, which I think is nice because it gives a lot of taste. I like to do some different cheeses in my mac and cheese. Like sometimes I'll do a blend of like Gouda in there or like a smoked Gouda or something. Yeah. Makes it a little.
And you have creative liberty, you know, within these recipes and structures to kind of rebel and deviate a little bit. But, and also with each recipe, I provide the nutritional. So you get to see and tweak it to fit your needs best.
Right.
If you look at this and you're like, ooh, mac and cheese, I don't know if I can have that. Well, I provide insight and full transparency into what that means if you had a cup of this, you know, mac and cheese.
Now, is this a recipe that your kids like?
Yeah, my kids are great eaters.
Are they?
I mean, my daughter has pushed back on some of the salmon dishes. She actually, the first time I ever, you know, made a salmon dish for her, she said, and she was, I think, three at this point, she said, I'll eat that when I'm an adult. So that's sometimes a conversation. But I try and, you know, just offer everything to them. And if they don't like it, then they might go to bed hungry. I'm that mean mom.
Well, I think what's important, too, to note, like people who are thinking, oh, well, gosh, she's having beer in these recipes and, you know, that's alcohol. When you're cooking that beer, first of all, beer isn't necessarily that high in alcohol. And when you're cooking it, you're going to cook off most of that alcohol. Is that a concern for you at all, like with these recipes and kids?
Well, so it depends. There's a lot of things to think about when it comes to cooking with beer from an alcohol perspective. Cooking method actually plays into how much is actually retained.
Right.
So I have a recipe on the site. It's called Boozy Guacamole, or it's Boozy Guac, but it's edamame, broccoli, and avocado mixed up guacamole. It's like a tongue twister. Mix up like guacamole, which is, you know, high fiber, has all this great component to it, but you're not really cooking with that. So there is alcohol present,
right?
But there's not even a full beer in there.
Right.
And then you're going to break it down per serving.
Right.
The amount that you might be exposed to or that the child, you know, may actually consume is very, very minimal.
Right.
So similar to cooking with wine or any other, you know, spirit. But
okay. Yeah.
I don't worry too much about it because you're not really using that much. And if it's something that is concerning, because I know not everyone may feel comfortable with that, you can always swap it out
okay.
for maybe a chicken broth or water
right.
something that better fits your preferences.
Have you found in cooking with beer that there are styles of beer, not necessarily brands, but styles of beer that you kind of gravitate to more? I mean, like, you know, an IPA versus a very stout beer or porter. Are there ones that you find are just a little bit more versatile to cook with?
Well, it depends on what you want to make.
Yeah.
I love IPAs. I think I will always gravitate towards IPAs because I just have an affinity for them.
Right.
But I've used beers and different craft beers, and the way that I approach it really is based on what their flavors are. So although I'm not a person that generally drinks stouts, you know, because I'm that IPA lover, there is a recipe on my site. It's actually a balsamic reduction.
Oh, that's
and what
good.
Really, oh, it, and it goes perfectly on some cherry tomatoes and a caprese salad. But this balsamic reduction, the beer that was used in it is a stout. It's actually an imperial stout that has coconut and vanilla and strawberry, local strawberries to Texas.
Oh, that sounds really good.
Yeah, and that, to me, I looked at that, and I was like, oh, that would be really great with in a balsamic reduction. So, yeah. You know, I would say if anyone's kind of curious about cooking with beer, start with the beer itself and find those really neat flavors, because the craft beer industry is so diverse.
Yeah.
That you have the opportunity to highlight flavors. I mean, you have a million different options.
Stay tuned to the Ingalls Information Hour. We'll be talking more with Michaela about her blog and website, whatthefmichaela.com. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the Ingalls Information Hour. This is Leah, your Ingalls dietitian. I'm talking to another dietitian. It's always a great day when I get to interview another registered dietitian, nutritionist. And it's kind of fun for me to hear about their story and how they got into the world of nutrition. And I think it's hopefully fun for you, too, to learn about some different nutrition professionals and realize that, you know, we're in a lot of different spaces, whether it's in supermarkets or in clinical, in the hospital or in the school or working with sports teams or working with brands. You know, we're everywhere. And one of the people, the person I'm talking today is Michaela Gilliam. And Michaela is a supermarket dietitian like me, but she's based in San Antonio, Texas. And she's here to talk about her website, which is What the F, Michaela, M-I-K-A-L-A. And Michaela's told us very clearly it's not naughty. It's fresh, fun, and functional.
And
yes. And so, Michaela, you also have a big presence on this page about meal planning and weight loss. So tell us, like, why did you decide to make that a component of it? And kind of what's your thought process when it comes to meal planning?
Well, so I interact with a lot of folks on a day-to-day basis, and what I've really found is a lot of people know just exactly what to eat. You know, I think a lot of folks have been exposed to that fundamental nutrition education, fruit, veggies, whole grains, dairy. And while sometimes the messaging around certain foods or macronutrients can be confusing, I think at the end of the day, just well-balanced is the way to go. And so a lot of folks come in and they say, I know exactly what I need to be doing. But my goal in terms of this website is to help folks like actually execute that planning phase and just making their life a little bit easier. Because I think when we're juggling all of these different foods that we should be eating along with our other, what I call multiple competing responsibilities.
Sure.
I think that just a little bit of help from a structure and plan perspective is helpful. And so in my post that I'm doing now, I always provide a meal prep tip. So the last one was a cauliflower bechamel that you can use in soups or queso. And it sounds fancy, but it's really just a creamy canvas that you can use. And so a trick that I provided from a meal prep perspective was you can freeze little 1 ounce cubes in an ice cube tray and then take it out as you're ready to maybe make a little soup, a creamy soup that's, you know, healthy for you. So that was really my goal, was just to help kind of connect point A and point B in terms of getting healthy food on the table for people.
Aha. Yeah. I think, sometimes people just get stuck in like ruts and they need some inspiration. So they're not doing the same thing or they're not just going, I just don't have time to think about this. I'm just going to go out to eat. Right.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I feel it's really easy these days to eat out.
Yes.
And I think a great, you know, New Year's resolution, if anyone is thinking about that yet, is cooking more at home, because it doesn't have to be super fancy. But from a nutrition and health perspective, it's so incredibly important to really take, you know, ownership in our ingredients and cooking method.
Right.
But I think from a meal planning conversation, sometimes we have this preconceived notion of what that looks like, and it can be very daunting.
Right.
So you know, I don't know what I'm going to want to eat on Wednesday, but I can kind of plan out my food environment, whether it's some quick recipes or just things on hand that I can make the day of. And so that's what I try and teach folks, is how to have that flexibility and finding that meal prep style that's best for you. I actually have a 4-week meal plan on the website. Anyone who, you know, finds our interview and listens to us, you actually get $5 off. It's called I Heart Leah is the coupon for it.
Yay.
Yes. So, which would make it $25, which I didn't want for the meal plan. I didn't want it to be more than an office copay. So that was, you know, the motivation behind that price. But what you would get is a full calendar for 4 weeks. And each week is a different meal prep style, and you can customize it by calories. But it gives you the shopping list, it gives you the recipes, and it gives you this all-encompassing approach to meal planning. It's batch cooking, freezer prep. I call 1 week minimalist, and it's basically just items that you can stock your fridge, freezer, and pantry for weeks that you're just going into survival mode, and you're like, okay, I need to throw this product and this product and this product together, and it makes a complete meal, and it's 10 minutes and easy. Or freezer prep, the freezer prep week is actually great for anyone who might be, you know, might have kids or, you know, and or any pregnant folks or anyone having a surgery or, you know, things that, and, you know, I was sharing this with my aunt and she was like, oh, I hate frozen food.
Right.
Well, there's actually different recipes and anyone has the flexibility to cook these however they want. They're very easy, very forgiving recipes, but there's different ways that you can prepare meals that go in the freezer that you would actually be cooking fresh that day.
Okay.
So
good.
The integrity of the meal is not sacrificed, but it's some really cool stuff like foil packs where you're not even having dishes afterwards, just whatever
nice.
You use for your, yeah. So I really try and make it a learning experience, and some meal plans, I feel like, create dependencies because it doesn't really teach you how that meal was put together or how you could utilize this moving forward. But I really try to do that and communicate the methodology and thought process behind each week.
So, folks, again, if you are interested in learning more about Michaela's website and her meal plan, and you can get that $5 off, go to MikaelaMikaela.com. And when you go to the tab that says meal planning and you go to check out, if you use iHeartLeah, you'll get $5 off that 4-week meal plan to give that a try. And, you know, might get some great ideas. And I'm just scrolling through the website, Michaela, and there's, I think that anybody who really is a fan of beer, this is a great way to maybe, you know, maybe you have a cup of beer laying around that you didn't use from a party or a couple beers. This might be a great way to use them to make a sauce or to use in that macaroni and cheese. You know, these are some cool creative ideas. So, Michaela, thanks so much for joining us on the Ingles Information Hour. I really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me, Leah.